Listen to a talk in a biology class. The professor is discussing metamorphosis.
Higher animals like dogs, horses, even human beings, look like their parents when they're born. There are some minor changes that occur as these animals grow, but their basic form and structure stay the same. Now, this is called direct development, which is quite different from metamorphosis. When lower animals like ants, flies, or sea urchins emerge from the egg, now they don't look at all like their parents. Only after a series of major changes do they take on the characteristics of their parents. Butterflies and moths provide the best example of what biologists call complete metamorphosis, because they pass through four distinct stages of extreme changes. Here's an illustration of a butterfly at each of the four stages of complete metamorphosis. The first stage is the egg. Butterflies usually lay their eggs on plants, and these plants provide food when they transform into larvae, the second stage. After about a month in this stage, a butterfly larva spins a cocoon of silk around itself. A larva in a cocoon is also called a pupa. So this is known as the pupal stage. The pupal stage is a period of inactivity when larval structures evolve into adult structures. Depending on the species, the pupal stage can last anywhere from a few days to several months. When the pupa finally matures into an adult butterfly, it pushes its way out of its cocoon and crawls onto a twig or tree limb and pumps blood into its shrunken wings until they are full size and strong. Now, some insects, like grasshoppers and roaches, have only three stages, egg, larva, and adult. When an animal skips the pupal stage, it's called incomplete metamorphosis. It's not only insects that undergo metamorphosis. Frogs and toads are the most well-known examples of other form-changing animals. Frogs lay their eggs in water, and the eggs hatch into tadpoles. A tadpole looks more like a little fish because it has a tail and no legs. But it gradually loses its tail as it develops into a four-legged frog.